6. Palazzo Moroni. The walls surrounding the summer residence of the Moroni Counts are broken up by two entrance portals with round arches and imposing gates, protected at the base by robust guardstones. Of particular importance is the building beyond the Ogna stream, which originally belonged to the Moroni Counts, where the noble family from Bergamo used to spend their summer holidays. Palazzo Moroni has been the seat of a monastic convent since 1920. The large villa and its park were built in the 17th century by the Moroni nobles from Bergamo. It was mainly used as a holiday residence, but was also strategically important for the numerous commercial interests of the Bergamo nobles in the upper Seriana Valley. Several architectural alterations have transformed the monumental complex, of which the Palatine layout remains visible. The building is currently owned by the Don Luigi Palazzolo Institute of the Sisters of the Poor. You can visit its interior by appointment, or by trying to ask the nuns. Of considerable value is the courtyard and the atrium with the portico and chapel. You can see the ancient columns where the horses of the counts and noble guests were once housed. You can still see some of the rings attached to the buildings, which were used to tie up the horses while they rested. The remarkable park that surrounds the palace is beautiful and still maintained as an Italian garden in places. In the northern part of the garden, you can admire an ancient surveillance tower, which guarded the mule track for goods from the ancient trade routes towards Oltrasenda Alta. At the exit of the residence, you could follow the mule track, which will take you to the church of San Lorenzo in just a few minutes' walk, allowing you to stroll through an enchanting natural environment. Or you could visit the church later in your own vehicle, once you get back to the municipal square where you started your visit.